I watched the events of 9/11 unfold from my bed. I had literally just gotten out of the hospital after surgery for colon cancer. Everything looked good. My doctors were confident they'd gotten all the cancer. I just had to get through the recovery process, then pick up my old life where I left off. But on September 11th, watching those terrible events on television from my bed, I knew along with everyone else that picking up our old lives would be impossible. We all lost some of our innocence that day. Random death, from out of nowhere, was no longer just an abstract concept, something that happened to other people. Everyone felt fear. But those of us with cancer had already lost most of our innocence. The idea of random tragedy, that our lives would never be the same again, was already part of our experience. Back in college, I studied terrorism. The world was different then, but one idea has stayed with me ever since. My professors taught that the goal of terrorism is to transform the target society. Not just to kill people, but to fundamentally change the targeted nation. Am I going too far here in comparing cancer to terrorism? That statement applies to cancer just as well. It does transform everything. The way you feel, obviously, the way you think, the way you relate to others in your life, the things you think about. Before being diagnosed, I don't think very many of us really worried too much about cancer. Oh, it was out there, along with all sorts of other problems. We all knew that when you walk out your front door, something bad could happen. But I don't think that many people really think that it will happen to them, until it does. Cancer doesn't just assault our bodies, it attacks our view of the world and our place in it. Random bad things do happen, and they happen to us, to our families, to our friends. It's not just an abstract fear. We all like scary movies because we know we're not in that kind of danger, except when we are. I think that our parents were wrong. There are monsters out there. Sometimes they're in the closet, sometimes under the bed, sometimes half a world away, and sometimes they live inside of us.